What's up, everyone? Welcome back to my podcast, Going Through It. It's been a minute since I've made a new video, or not a video, a recording. But exciting news, this channel is now going to take a turn, this podcast. We now have a co-host. Woo! You can hear in the background, it is my roommate, Alexis. You want to say what's up to the people?
What's up, everybody? 239.
239. that's we're this is going to the world.
And, okay. And, bigger zip code than that. Sorry.
It's not a zip code. It's an area code. So basically, this is the podcast Going Through It. It's going to take a funny turn, but Alexis and I basically just talk about everything and anything, and it's very entertaining. So we're taking you guys along for the ride, and we also only have one microphone at the moment because our budget doesn't allow for more. So
we take donations.
So if the audio is not so perfect, it's because we only have one microphone. But basically, yeah, that's it. So
it's
just gonna,
like, that show. Actually,
are you playing a show?
No, is my TV on?
What is going on?
Yeah, my TV's on.
She's a rookie, so I'm gonna drink some water. You didn't even turn it off.
No, can you still hear it?
She just closes the door. Now she's going back. she wants to talk to the people. Okay. She turned it off. We're good.
Do you want a water? It comes with the cart.
No, I don't want a water. She likes to get things from the side of the road. So she has a Mickey Mouse wagon cart that she's going to try to sell online. So anyone out there looking for Hannah's up.
Yeah, let me just reiterate that for a second. You know, I'm just walking along the street, and if I see something that's of value or something that's like that I can resell, remodel, reinvent.
Remodel.
Yeah, like, you know, I will throw that shit. Is there cussing on this thing?
Yeah, I cuss on.
Oh, okay, perfect. I will throw that shit online and I will resell it. And guess what? Some of the stuff I can't believe that people like throw it away. Honestly.
We have two chairs at the moment sitting right next to us from Aaron and Dave. So Aaron and Dave out there, we got your chairs.
Shout out to Aaron and Dave. It actually, they're like movie chairs. So it's like, I wonder
they're
if
like
they
director
go higher.
Chairs. I don't think so. They're supposed to go lower.
Oh, wow.
Those need to be pushed down. She doesn't even know how they work.
Yeah, well, that one looks really bent. It looks like a heavier person.
Well, we found them on the side of the road, so.
Yeah, and it was raining. It was raining.
It was raining. I had to go pick her up. She called me.
Oh my God, don't talk about any other pickups that you've done with me.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not going to say.
It's just, a situation happened to me like last week, and I just want to ask you guys a question.
We're only 3 minutes into this podcast, and we're already going there, okay?
Karen, I'm crying. Okay, is there anybody out there in the world that has ever okay, do you guys know what a skid mark is? I gotta drink something.
You said we're not gonna tell anyone. We're telling the world now.
There is no secrets here.
We're very vulnerable on this channel.
It's mostly about me, though, embarrassing myself. Like, okay, no. A time's gonna come where Liam's gonna have to take one for the team.
Okay.
But right now, I'm gonna tell you about my skid mark.
Welcome back.
Okay, so usually I hate coffee, right? But I was at McDonald's and
you drink coffee like every day.
Yeah, but hot coffee. I'm talking about like iced coffee.
It's still coffee.
I know. Okay, well, I like it sometimes, but this day in particular, I got an iced coffee because they didn't have ice cream. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't have ice cream, and I was like, okay, just make me a big ass coffee. Well, the lady put like 14 spoons of sugar in it, and I was distracted, probably talking to Liam on the phone or something. And,
not during that point.
No, I was talking to someone, I don't know. But on the way home, I just felt. That's my stomach, dude. My stomach was going blah, 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 and I knew what time it was. And I was walking, mind you, right? So I call Liam, and I'm like, Liam, you got to get here. You got to get here really fast. I'm about to shit myself. Excuse me. I know this is a safe place.
This is a safe place. We accept all. Shit and all.
Oh my god, dude. You know how physical embarrassing it was? Liam and I were pretty close, you know, like now that we live together and everything, and we've been through so much together, right? But the thing is, we've never been this close, right? I call him, I'm like, Liam, please get in your car and come here, please. I'm by the dumpster. I literally almost was about to go behind a tree. Anyway, but you were really fast.
Well, yeah, you were just down the road.
Like, you didn't even care about the speed bumps. Like,
you I never care
about the speed bumps. And I flagged you down.
Like, and you were like, oh. I was like, I see you. You're the only one running in this street right now.
I was running, squeezing my ass cheeks. I could hold a quarter between them if I had tried. Like, literally. Oh, my God.
It was a time.
What's that movie where the guy shits on the wall?
I don't know. Wasn't that in, like, Daddy Daycare,
Grandpa's,
though, too?
Grandpa's Boy.
Grandpa's Boy?
Or is it Jackass?
Grandpa's Boy is not a movie.
There's,
like, Dirty Grandpa or whatever.
I swear it was Grandpa's Boy. Where the little kid shit on the wall?
I don't know. You have your phone. Look it up.
Oh, yeah. Anybody out there, look it up?
Look it up for us. She's going to look it up right now. But
the whole point of that story was I told Liam, when I first got in the car, I couldn't even sit properly on the seat. He's like, what are you doing? And I was sitting on my hip. Liam, do you know why I was sitting like that?
Because you had poop in your pants.
No. I really thought there was a lot more than like what it felt like.
Oh.
But when I went to the bathroom, it was just a warm sensation. And like, there was literally just a little bit of a skid. And I threw the underwear away.
Let us know if you shat yourself before.
Is it shard?
I don't know.
Yeah, please.
Let us know. In the comments.
It would really make me feel comfortable that I'm not the only
one.
She's
not alone in the world here.
Oh my god, this is amazing. Grandpa's Boy. Now I'm probably never going to have a husband.
Someone's out there. If a single attractive man's out there, let us know.
And you like to do skid marks.
And you got your stuff together.
You have a job, a car, everything. Is Grandma's Boy on Netflix?
Grandma's Boy?
Oh, it's not Grandpa's Boy, it's Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy's a movie?
Yeah. It's what? So funny. You've never seen it?
I never even heard of no Grandma's Boy.
Wait, what was the other movie that you said you didn't see? Oh, he's never seen The Hangover, you guys. 1, 2, 3, or I think there's a fourth, too. But let's start with one.
Yeah. I've never seen Step Brothers, either.
What? So I made a fool out of myself in the living room. I'm like, look, so much room for activities.
Oh, I know the quote.
Oh, okay.
I know quotes. I just don't know the original context.
What are you doing?
No, that's like me. Everyone who's seen, like, I never was part of, like, the Vine era, or, like, I just skipped that era. So, like, people would talk about Vines all the time, and I didn't know what the fuck they're talking about.
What is the Vines?
You don't even know what Vines are?
Mm-mm. Like, it's kind of like Vines growing?
No, fuck no.
Oh.
Vine was a social media platform that a lot of people blew up on, and then they switched over to, like, TikTok and stuff. But
what was it about?
It ended, you can look at. It basically was like short form video content. People would make little skits, little things, and it like popped off. And so there's like all these famous vines, and all my friends would quote them all the time.
So that's how you know it?
So I know the quotes from the vines, but I don't actually know the vines. It's not a movie. It's a social media platform called Vine. Look it up.
No, I believe that, but the Step Brothers were on there?
Oh. No, but I'm just saying, like, in general, that's how most of my, like, things know. Like, I don't know the originator. Like, yeah. I've never seen that, but I've, like, heard of it.
You're gonna see it. Step Brothers is my favorite movie. One of my favorite movies.
One of my friends'
favorite
movies.
Besides, like, Dirty Dancing. I like Dirty Dancing.
I've seen, like, clips of it, but I haven't seen, like, the whole, like, start to finish.
The whole movie, Dirty Dancing?
No, not Dirty Dancing. Step Brothers.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen no Dirty Dancing either.
You've never seen the movie Dirty
Do they
Dancing?
Dance dirty, or are they just rolling in dirt?
Back in that era, like in the 70s, no, I think, 50s, actually.
Magic Mike action? Or...
Ooh, Magic Mike!
Dude, why did you say it like that? Just like, Mike!
Magic Mike! Fine. Dude, the way he grinds is amazing. But no, let's get back to the movies. Have you ever seen Pretty Woman?
No.
These are classics, Liam.
I haven't seen a lot of classics.
We're going to have movie night after podcast every, what is it, Sunday?
I don't know.
We have so much work to do. I know.
We keep putting too much on our plate, but we're going to do this. We are going to do this. We are going to post more podcast episodes.
We definitely are. And by the way, I think I did touch that pink stuff at your house because I can't stop itching.
She's talking about insulation, guys.
I'm itching everywhere.
I don't know.
I don't have a disease. No. But literally, dude, I'm like itching. I think I did touch it because I was laying all over the freaking thing taking videos.
Because I was like, I was fine. I did step on two nails today. We went to my house to check on the progress, and we were there for 2.5 hours.
Yes. And if you're interested in seeing the progress of the house or like to see what we look like, we're so gorgeous.
So gorgeous.
Wait, what's my Facebook name? Oh my God.
Oh no. Well, but we have TikToks and all that, which you've probably came from our social media if you're listening to this.
Yeah, you guys probably know his TikTok because like he's super famous. I'm and, not like, famous. It's so big. I have like 5 hours.
She has more than 5, but I'm not famous. But
see, I'm itchy.
You just got issues.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. It's always what if something. I'm dying?
Oh my, you're sounding like Travis now. Travis, that sounds like Travis.
He's like I can't talk crap about him right now. His family.
You said I can't talk right now. Travis, if you're listening, we are not talking crap about you. You just complain a lot.
Yeah, he does. Like, dude, anytime, even with when he's sick, he's like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah.
We went to the house one time and he got bit by a bug or something and he was complaining like the whole ride home.
It was a mosquito because there's so many mosquitoes out there, remember? Yeah. And I was like, oh my, dude, the mosquitoes were like on steroids. They had wings. wings like a
bird. I don't know.
Well, you probably didn't get bit at all because
no,
they hate you.
They normally get my arms. I normally like wear long sleeves because I get bit like my elbows and stuff like that. Drink tonic. They don't like tonic.
Do you know your blood type?
Tonic water? No. I did have to know it when I went to Guatemala in case something happened. They got to give me blood over there. You're probably remember. Why? I don't think I'm an O. I want to say I have an A or an B. I don't think I was an O.
I think O is for people. You can universal. Use your blood for, universal. See, you act like you don't know. You know.
I don't know my blood type.
I think you're
I've watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy, though. Grey's Anatomy is the shit.
Are they legit? Their information's legit and backed up.
From Grey's Anatomy? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's my source. It's a fictional TV show, but they have a lot of accurate things.
It's fictional.
Have you not? Do you not know what Grey's Anatomy is?
No.
You've never seen Grey's Anatomy. Oh, my God, I've seen it like 4 times.
You've never seen Superstars.
A Superstar? What the fuck is Superstars? She's crying, guys. She's literally crying. You don't know what Grey's Anatomy is?
No.
It's like one of the longest running drama TV shows. I don't know what Amsterdam is. That's not even that.
Really. This Is Us?
But This Is Us is good. I haven't finished it. But
Walking Dead?
I've never seen that. But Grey's Anatomy is so freaking good.
No, it's not. It's probably like Law and Order.
No, you know how many episodes they have?
5.
No, like 500.
That's too many.
No.
How do you watch
the
all
fact
of that?
That she, the writer, is able to come up with new stuff for that many episodes is incredible.
That, or she's really high on shrooms, and she, like, her mind opens up, and, I always think outside the box, guys.
I don't think they're on drugs.
So she has so many, she's like us, we have so many ideas.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
I'm gonna write this down.
And they add in, like, relevant, like, stuff into it. So, like, during COVID, they added that into the season, like,
COVID
stuff.
So you watched
stuff,
it during
and,
COVID?
Like, well, they obviously had to film it, like, But they add in real life stuff and like real, and they've used real medical cases and like then
There's
shit that's
probably
happened.
Based on a true story and then.
Yeah, a lot of it like has. They obviously have to speed it up and add more dramatic stuff for the sake of the show, but they have a lot of real medical stuff in it, which is really cool.
So it's probably like a cliffhanger where like it keeps you attached and you're like,
yeah,
I wonder
that's
what
I'm saying.
The next one. Sorry guys, I got a burp.
That's what I'm saying. And in order to write something like that and keep that many people
that
entertained,
talent.
Like, for that many seasons, like, 19 seasons of 20-plus episodes.
Is it over now?
No, they're still going. But Meredith Grey, the main character, Ellen Pompeo, she just left the show. And she was the main character.
Spoiler alert, guys.
No,
spoiler
everyone
alert.
Knows. It's very sad. I'm very sad about it.
You're screwed if you haven't watched it.
But I haven't watched her leaving yet. I don't know if I can emotionally take
it. Is
it
the type
it.
Of show that you can watch, like you have
like
to
you'll
sit
cry.
And watch from the beginning?
Yeah. Or do you have to, like, so you can catch up?
I mean,
can
you,
I start on the last season?
No. I mean, you could, and like, but you're just going to miss a lot of, like the backstory. Like, there's a lot of new, there's characters that have left, and new characters have come in, but, like, the core, like, Meredith is the core, like, a lot of them are gone now, but you gotta watch, like, their storyline, because it goes through her, like, being an intern, as a surgical intern at the hospital, to, like, running the hospital, basically, by this season, like.
Yeah, it would be more interesting.
And her kids, and they get married, and people die, and it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be way more interesting. Like, of course, I'd want to see, like, the whole thing.
It's sad.
How did we get to talking about
shows? It's sad.
Shows?
You cry. I cried.
Oh, wow. You cried?
Yes, it's an emotional show.
It's a show.
Okay,
it's
but you fake. You grow attached to these characters.
Oh, my God. If, no, he's dying.
If you write a show well enough, like...
Actually,
then,
you're right.
Yeah.
Because I watched The Big Bang Theory, and I...
That's, like, not even close to Grey's Anatomy, but okay.
I cried a few times. It's comedy.
But...
And I'm crying.
No, this is like way more like the characters get in a plane crash. Like, it's crazy.
I almost spit in your computer because that was
the movie. Don't do that. Like, they get in a plane crash. Like, there's crazy stuff.
Okay, speaking of plane crashes, this is my last comment on shows because I don't know how we deter it to here. But
we're just going with
there
the flow.
There is a show.
We're just going through it.
Yeah, we're going through it. Kaylee Cuoco, she's the star of The Big Bang Theory, right?
Okay.
She's in this show. It's called Flight Attendant.
Okay.
They said it's on Hulu or whatever. I saw the first episode, dude, and like some guy like dies next to her, and she's a flight attendant, and like it looks like she did it. So like the whole time she's like running from the police, and she's trying to explain to them like, I didn't do this, blah 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 blah. Till this day, I have yet to find like that show on Hulu or anywhere, or like even if you have to pay for it, like I will.
Maybe they discontinued it,
like, it
or something.
How dare you? I hope
I'm sure you can buy it on iTunes
or
almost every show's
YouTube,
on there.
Not YouTube would probably.
Have you seen Dexter?
Yes,
that is
I
my favorite
Dexter!
Fucking show.
Me too.
Really?
I love
why
it.
Have we never talked about
know,
it? I've seen it
I'm
four
not kidding,
times.
I'm serious.
You know? Do you remember? You probably don't. Know,
I didn't see every episode though. I love Dexter. Let's watch.
How
it
have you not seen every? You just said you loved it, but you haven't seen every episode.
Not every single one.
What?
I've seen most of them.
I've seen them all four times.
What? How many seasons is there?
Oh, shit. Eight, I think. I think there's eight.
And oh, my God. So you saw...
In season...
I stopped where his sister starts finding out. Like, he's in
oh,
the room,
season six.
And the tarp is down.
Yeah, season six in the church.
Yeah, don't tell me
what
happens because I've never seen past
what?
That. That's where I stopped.
That show is my favorite show. You know they made a new one this last year called Dexter New Blood, and his son shows up?
Oh! Wait,
like,
he's a killer
his
too.
Son Harrison... And well,
I don't know,
stuff happens. Well, I don't want to spoil it, but
yeah, don't
how
tell
it,
me.
But,
I want to see it.
But
another activity.
Yeah, what,
dude? Why are we? Did we just become best friends?
Yep. She always hides in a room. She never wants to hang out with me.
I know. I'm such a loner.
But what? Well, in season four, do you remember the Trinity Killer?
No.
Okay, he was the one that killed in threes, and then they remet. And then
it's
they,
part of Dexter.
Yeah, it was in season four, so you would have seen it.
Keep going.
He killed in threes, but then they realized it was actually four. He would kidnap a kid.
He killed in
and
fours.
Then he would, yeah, but they only thought it was three because there would be a woman that claimed to commit suicide, but they were onto it, like no. And then there was a woman died in a bathtub, and then or.
To make it look like it was an accident.
Like, all of them were, like, framed as, like, suicides, but it was the Trinity Killer, like, killing them. And it played out as the guy who was the killer, the Trinity Killer, was each one represented one of his family members.
Okay.
Like, because his sister, like, drowned, like, bled out in a bathtub.
Oh, I
his
get it.
Thing, like, all that. Yeah. And so, but they didn't realize that a 10-year-old boy would always go missing before these killings, and it's him losing his innocence at 10 years old because of these things happen.
So
that's
such
what
a good
so that's what he did. But that was in season four. He was the Trinity Killer, and they were trying to catch him. That's how... spoiler alert if anybody is listening, because I'm going to spoil it if people haven't seen this show. It came out a long time ago. But
yeah.
Did you remember when Dexter's wife died?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because the Trinity Killer killed her.
Oh, my God.
That's who
God.
It is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because she bled out in the bathtub. because he was on to, he already knew who he was and he was waiting to kill. And then when he went to kill him, when he went to go kill him and he came home, that's when he found his wife.
Oh my God, dude. Now it's like the pieces are like starting to come together.
So
holy shit, I want to watch it.
So when they were in the, so what I'm saying is in season 4, episode 10, he's going to,
you know, the episode numbers
because
too?
Of this I'm leaning up to this. Okay. I know this one because I specifically remembered it. Season 4, episode 10, the Trinity Killer goes and stalking this boy to kidnap, and they're walking through an arcade. Do you remember
no,
that?
No, I do not.
Walking through the arcade of him trying to find this boy and stuff. Anyways, that arcade is the one near my grandma's house I grew up going to.
Shut up.
That they filmed it at.
That's awesome.
So I'm watching it for the first time, and I start to see, and I'll show you when we watch the episode, and I start to see, like, part of the pier, like, the background, I'm like, oh my God, that looks like Redondo Beach Pier. I was like, that looks like the pier. And then they go to the arcade, and I was like, I literally go to that arcade. Like, I've been on that Tilt-A-World.
That's
like, I've
scary.
Been, like, every, like, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I know that place. The arcade now is closed. You can't go to it.
Is
it closed, like,
your favorite show?
It closed. No, I, because this is season 4. I started watching it before that.
How'd like, you, who turned you on to the show?
I remember I was in high school and this really weird kid in my class, I forget his name, but we were in Spanish class and he would not shut up about this show, Dexter, about a serial killer who kills other serial killers. Uh-huh. And I was just like, a serial killer that kills other serial
That's
killers?
Interesting.
I was like, sounds like something I'd like.
My mom
and
told
so,
me about it.
And
that's
so,
how I got turned on to it.
Well, I was like watching, I think, like Breaking Bad at that point.
My mom,
like
that's
that.
Her favorite show, actually.
That one's good, but I never actually finished that one.
I got bored of
one.
It, though.
Yeah, I never finished it.
Because, like, it kept, but, I feel like it was, like, the same thing over and over.
But, yeah, so I started watching Dexter, and I loved it. And then, yeah, I saw that there was a dark arcade. I was like, what the fuck? And you know what's kind of funny?
What?
Is because, not funny, but, like, kind of ironic.
You gotta be careful.
Was that, well, he goes and he's in the arcade to, like, kidnap this kid, and like my grandparents, it's kind of a sketchy arcade. They always said it's like fuck, what's the name, like they think like pedophiles and stuff are like at that arcade.
Oh,
like pedophile
wow.
Century. No in general, before I even seen that show or anything.
Oh great.
So it's just ironic that we watched the show and like it's like a kidnapper, and I was like, well,
see, like what the fuck.
But
dude,
we were fine, we had fun, it was a great arcade.
So there's more seasons.
There's 8 seasons.
Like,
that
they're
ended,
not done making it.
No, it ended in, like, It ended in, like, I think it was 2013. Someone could quote. Don't quote me on this.
Damn, so it
but
is an older show. Wow.
It is. I think it was, like, 2013 when it ended. But they just released. Dexter, like, came back for this next. I forget.
What's his name?
On what it was.
His real name? The actor.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember now.
Because I can't recall seeing him in any movie.
No, I've seen him in some other things. But, No, it was called Dexter New Blood was the new season that just came out like last year.
Did we have it on Hulu?
It was on
Netflix.
No, it wasn't on Netflix. The New Blood, I watched it like live. My grandma and I watched.
Your grandma? Did she like
yeah.
it?
Yeah. No, I tell my grandma all the TV shows, and she watches them all. I got her to watch Riverdale.
She
I got her to watch Dexter.
Too?
Yeah, like, she watches them. She lives in California. Like, I'm like, grandma, you have to watch this. And she's like, And then I watched the first episode with her, and she's like, okay. And she's like, and then she calls me, and she'll be like,
oh, my gosh.
And she'll be like,
by the way, you guys, his grandma is, like, the most beautiful.
No, that's a different grandma.
Oh, okay. Well,
I have several grandmas. I have 3 grandmas.
The grandma I'm talking about
is my dad's mom.
Yeah, she is so beautiful. Like, when I get older, if I make it that far, like, hopefully. I wish I would look like that. Like, she just, like, looks like an angel. Dude, she looks like an angel. Like radiance.
Yeah.
Like,
she's almost 84. She turns 84.
She's so pretty. I remember the first time you showed me a picture of her, I was like, that's your grandma? Like, I don't know, the energy. I'm into energy, you guys.
I'm into energy.
Like, it was so positive. But, okay, so we need a pen and paper because we are so full of ideas. Dude, today's been crazy.
I know.
And,
it's
like,
been a while.
We
day.
Have so many ideas. Like, guys, we have so many events that are upcoming. Go ahead and share with them. What events?
What events we got upcoming?
Well, projects we're working on.
We're going to film some stuff for my day job until this is my day job.
Not only fans, you guys.
Not
only
fans, but if you want, maybe.
We're always in for money. Support us.
We're here to chase the bag. I'm just kidding. We're not all about money. We're actually very godly.
Speaking of that, I begged him to take me to the Dollar General last night, right? And guess what happened? I had a guy hit me up and about...
He wanted feet pics. He wanted to see her feet. And I said, say $50.
I was like, what? No, I can never do that. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, why not? He's like, see what he says. So I was like, okay, I'll show you.
I don't exploit people, I promise.
I said, I was like, so, okay, for $50. And then he's like, oh, hurry up, baby, or whatever. I got to come quick. And you're, and Liam's, and Liam's like, okay, $100. And I'm like, Liam, you're prostituting me out.
Oh my god. I was just, I mean, it's your fee. Like, come on.
Yeah.
People see those for free a lot of times.
I just
people
don't be get slipping. It. I don't get
what I don't. I don't know. Like people that. Got feet fetishes. I don't know.
How can you, like, literally orgasm from seeing somebody's feet? Oh my god, that's a big toe.
How
oh.
did we go back to topics of orgasm?
God, we're everywhere. I know. Back to orgasm.
Or maybe not.
Oh, they didn't hear us.
Are
I
we
think.
Starting?
That was our different podcast.
Yeah, that was a trial run. I don't know if we're ready for that yet. We got to ease them into our conversations.
For real.
Go from Dexter orgasms.
I know, right?
We already talked about quick. Shitting.
Skidmark. I cannot believe I said that. Please forgive me, y'all. Please forgive me about that. But you know what? Sometimes you have to let it off your chest, or else I would have to live with that lie.
So you'd have to go to the grave with it.
Yeah, and I can't take any more shit.
This podcast might be TMI sometimes. We're going to try our best.
Parental advisory?
Yeah, definitely mature audiences only for this podcast from here on out.
I love this idea. I love. I can't believe we didn't start this earlier.
Yeah, I don't
first
know.
Of all, this big microphone makes me think of other things.
her head's always thinking dirty thoughts.
I mean, look at it. Like, damn. I thought it was fake, actually. But
good thing I'm a virgin.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, he's a virgin. You guys. Actually, that's been an argument.
A discussion.
A discussion. But are you all right?
No, I think I got an eyelash.
You're crying?
No. You're not crying. I got an eyelash, I think, in my
His
eye.
Right eye is...
I'm falling apart, people.
Yeah. No, don't. I need you.
She really does. I leave for like 4 days and she's like, I can't live without you.
He's gone like every other freaking month.
I travel all the time, guys.
Oh, yeah. He does. He's like, I travel all the time, guys. He's never freaking here. My birthday's coming up May 13th, by the way. Just FYI.
Send her a present.
Yep. He's going to be gone. He was gone for Christmas, New Year's, all the important dates in my life. And then he comes back right after and he's like, hey, I had a blast. How are you? I'm like, hi. I missed you. I like gained 50 pounds. Freaking eating Cheetos and shit. Ugh. While like, he's skinny and freaking.
I'm trying to put on weight.
Don't. He's skinny, toned, and lean. You know what I mean? And tan. Drinking fucking alcoholic drinks with fire in them. Like... Well, I'm sitting here freaking drinking juicy cups.
Juicy cups. She eats bread all the time.
I love bread.
And chocolate.
And
her diet's not the best.
What about lollipops?
Lollipops. Well, she was on a huge lollipop kick, but now it kind of slowed down, but I think it's ramping back up again.
I was sucking them every day.
Like, why are you saying it like that? I was sucking them every day. She really was. She'd be eating like two or three a day. I was like, it was right when I like met her too, basically.
Speaking
and
of lollipops,
I was like, what the heck? I don't think you have any.
Should we get some?
We should make
some.
Our brownies that we didn't make last night.
Another activity. We are going to have a cooking show.
Cooking? I don't know about the cooking show. We already have too many things. But, you know, it could be future down the line.
You couldn't just buy one box. He bought two boxes.
Well, it's 2 for $5.
I know.
That was a deal. It was a steal.
That puts pressure on me. I feel like
Well, do we do the peanut butter or the non-peanut butter?
I asked you which one you want me to pick.
It's up to you. I bought them.
Peanut butter.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I bought both. We have two different opportunities.
Should we make
here.
Both of them?
No, I say one at a time.
One at a time. Okay.
Yeah, let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
Cooking like with Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart with Alexis.
Why is
Stewart?
She always with Snoop Dogg?
I thought she died. Is she alive?
She died?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Or was that someone else?
He did literally Snoop Dogg's with Martha Stewart all over TV, dude. He's doing
No, wait, maybe she's alive. I don't one quote me. I don't know nothing.
I think she is alive.
Look it up. Because I don't know.
When did
I'd be
Stewart
thinking
die?
Of the wrong people. Just look up Martha Stewart news.
This is bad. We're speaking it over her.
No. That was not. Like, what's her name? Oh, like when the queen died? Was that a year ago that the queen died?
I can't believe she died.
I know. Martha Stewart. Maybe it was like a face, like fake death thing.
She's 81 years old, dude.
Okay, so she's alive.
Is she?
Well, August I'm 30, sure like, I'm sure it would say death.
Dude, she was born in the 40s.
Dude, my grandma's born 39.
Wow. She's, does she have any coins from then?
She's got a bunch of coins. She's got a bunch of coins in her safe she wants my dad to go through.
Why not give them to me?
She doesn't know you.
But I want to know her. Oh, my God.
Make sure you see
it. Ew, Snoop Dogg is 51? You guys.
Yeah, they're all getting old.
She's 67. Wow. But anyway, Martha Stewart, you guys.
She is alive. 81. I'm sorry I said she was dead. Sorry, Martha Stewart.
Yeah, Martha Stewart. Shout out to Martha.
Shout out to Martha Stewart. You're listening to this. Yeah.
If you have any tips on baking cookies and brownies, holla at us.
We're just going to follow the box. We should be okay.
But yeah. Oh, well, that's
knowing us,
network.
We might fuck it up still. Why are we looking up net worth? We should get back to
$400.
Back to what?
That's it.
Is there already fucking 827?
Yes.
Man, our day is just flying by.
We have so much fun together. And I don't know why I've been locked up in my room for like almost
years.
A year.
Yeah. No, it's been maybe like 4 or 5 months.
Sometimes I'll have like important shit to do, like, I don't know, an interview or one time he thought I was here the whole time. Oh no, I wasn't here. Or did you think I was here? I was here.
Were you?
I came out of my room and you're like, you've been here the whole time?
Oh, because sometimes she'd be waking up like 4 in the afternoon and I was like, is she here? I don't know. I'm too nice to like knock on the door. Travis, though, will be like, Alexis, open up all the time. But me, I'm too scared. I don't know.
This podcast is making me look horrible.
You know, she's not horrible.
Down the timeline. Skid mark, virginity. Late, sleep till 4.
That's only sometimes, you know. Sometimes it just be like that, you know.
Oh my
That's
god.
That's okay. We all been there.
One day we'll tell you the story of how we actually didn't meet before.
And we didn't meet.
That's
but
another conversation.
Yeah, that's like a whole podcast episode in itself. This is kind of just an introductory.
Yes. But I'm going to write these ideas down for talking.
She writes so many like random notes. She
I
loves
do.
Note cards.
Ooh, note cards are my favorite.
Before I met her, she wrote like 6 note cards of questions to ask me.
Oh my god, I did.
Yeah.
Did I get
I
them
have
to you?
Them, I think.
You do?
Yeah, they're
somewhere. We should use them in the pod. Ow!
What are you doing?
My ring. We should use them in the podcast.
She's a mess.
Like, I'll. No, because some of the questions maybe are too personal. That is
care.
So. I did. I wrote down like 47 questions. No, 60. 60.
Yeah, we'll
and
go more
so
in depth than that in another episode. But yeah,
you wanted the cards though.
Yeah, I wanted to.
I
see
was so embarrassed
because you were gonna like sit there and like interview me. Basically,
we never saw each other though because like I was always running out the door and I'm like, how do I get to know him? I'm like, let me write all these fucking questions down.
That'll be another episode though.
I thought you would write them down for me, the answers, and put them under my door.
That's what you were thinking. I thought we were gonna like sit down interview style, and you're gonna be like, "So these are my questions, okay?"
Just slide it under my door.
I would have went with it. Like you left them like on my door, like taped to the door. Answer these and slide them under my door when you're done. Okay, dude, I would have done it too.
I would have died, dude. I'm laughing so hard.
I would have fucking done it.
Dude, I'm crying. Jeez. I'd like slide it under my door. What do you call them nowadays?
Should I give you newspapers every day? This is your daily newspaper. Get the fuck out of your room.
I do listen to my horoscope daily.
Really?
Oh my god.
I knew you listen to that stuff sometimes.
Yeah, because I don't like tarot.
I gave her a TV in her room now, and so now she really doesn't leave her room.
I know. It like made it way worse.
333.
333?
333. 333 is our
number.
Yeah,
we believe in numerology.
And zodiac signs, all that.
Yeah, that's another topic.
And we still believe in Jesus. We, in fact, were worshiping for like 2.5 hours today.
Yeah, we did.
While we wrote Bible verses all over my house that's being built. So.
That sounds really weird. There's no walls yet. We wrote them on the posts.
Yeah, on it's under construction. It's just got...
we don't know when it's going to be done. It's been 4 years.
It's been a long-ass time. They need to hurry up. So if they're listening to this, hurry up. They ain't going to listen to it. But no, they just did insulation. So before they put the drywall on, which hopefully, fingers crossed, will be this week, we went in and wrote on the floor, the concrete, and the wood.
Prayed over the home. We blessed the home. We saw our sewer system. If you guys are interested, we got videos in our Facebooks.
She's old school with the Facebook, but I'll be posting on like probably TikTok.
Oh my god! And TikTok.
When we move into the house, I'm gonna do a whole YouTube video from like start of the house to like moving in.
I can't wait.
Will be on my channel. So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that. By the way, we're gonna set up a little page for donations because we're gonna get a pool at the house. So if anybody wants to contribute,
there's
to our
no
pool,
pool.
There's a pool.
Oh, there's so much.
There might be a pool.
I don't know. Unless you guys blow the fuck out of this podcast.
All we need is $75,000.
Probably more because you got to permit it. There's like a 2-year wait list.
We should always go, set the bar high, right? $150,000, please.
That's like half the cost of the house.
They're so expensive to put a pool in. Dude, just to put a cage
It takes forever.
Pool,
oh, like, that's like 80 grand in itself.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, I said I was going to talk about
that. Yeah.
Never mind.
Scratch that.
But no pool, but there might be a pool. We're always full of surprises, so like you guys never know.
She never knows with me. Like I just ran a half marathon the other week. Like.
Oh my god! First of all, I thought that I knew him, and then I watched his TikTok, and I thought like because he's very humble, right? So like he doesn't come off like oh my god, I have 100 million followers. So he never says anything to me. I find these things out by myself. So I log on and I'm like, what? 15,000, like 15 plus, probably 20,000 now, and growing. That's but great. His videos are amazing, and he's like feeling himself, not literally, you guys.
Like, it's not an OnlyFans.
Like blowing kisses and shit, looking good too. So I was like, damn, he got it going on. But I had no idea that, like, because he comes off shy, but he's not shy.
I am.
He's not shy, kind of.
In real life.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit. But we've had a long day. We've had a long, fun day. I think this is the funnest day I've ever had so far.
Wow.
Like, not in life, guys. Together. Oh. Okay, in life.
I was like, she just ran on my brain. I was like, no. Listen to that, guys.
Because we
you
never
want to be
hang
my
out.
Friend.
I know, we never hang out.
I make
out.
Your life better.
Well, thank God we went to the house together, though, because we got to take our time, and Travis didn't go, or else apparently he would have rushed us out of there.
Yeah, Travis would have been like, okay, that's good, wrap it up.
You probably wouldn't even write a scripture down, do you think?
I don't know. Travis, would
does
you?
Does he know what a scripture is?
Yeah, I think he knows what a scripture is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I wonder if he knows how many books in the Bible there are.
I don't even know.
66.
Oh, 66. Yeah. The more you know.
Isn't that weird, 66? It is weird. Do you know all the books of the Bible?
No.
I get a fart.
Hopefully poop doesn't come out.
Oh my god. Turtle head. Oh my god. We like started it off
video.
Like that. Yeah. Oh, good times. Good times. What's it called?
We have so many stories.
What are we calling it?
What?
What's the
name of the podcast?
Yeah.
Going through it.
Going through. I'm literally going through it.
We're going through it. We're always going through it. It's always an adventure here.
But
you never know.
We always make it out.
We always find a way.
Cheers.
No, you make a way. Wow,
we're drinking
worship
water.
Song.
Mm.
I know you
Waymaker.
Make a way, but I know you will.
And you guys, if you don't believe you in God, you believe like in spirit, whatever, blah, blah, we're not here to judge. We just want you to be
Yeah,
a
we respect
human
all
being.
Opinions.
We do.
We're just happen to be Christian, but yep. I respect all opinions. I have a ton of Mormon friends. I grew up Catholic, whatever it is, I'm always down to learn.
Yep, I'm from Russia. I do not agree with what's going on there. But I just wanted to throw that out there. But,
no, it's the not Waymaker. It's the one I showed you today.
Well, you played
Make
like a million.
Away.
Make Away?
I think it's called Make Away. But
Make
my
away.
Phone's charging in the other room, so.
Who's it by? Hillsong?
I think so.
Or Travis Green.
No, you will.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so we were praising and worshiping God on the way home, too.
Yeah.
While doing 80 miles an hour in like a 30.
That was not true.
Sorry for our sin, God.
I don't want to get copyrighted, but I'm talking about this song, if anyone knows it.
Yeah, we do not own rights to this song.
We don't.
Just a disclosure.
Let me see if I could get to the part where I'm quoting. Don't. Wait. No sense, but we'll give it a second.
When I see a flood, you see, I promise. When I see
yeah, it's one of my favorites.
have a future. If you're struggling out there, listen to these words of hope.
Okay, I don't want to get copyrighted, but that was the quote I was going with.
Yeah.
Make a way, but I know you will. We know he always will.
He always will.
So that's how we live our life. I don't know. I live my life.
That's
I
always knew he would make a way. We do live our life like that.
She'll be like freaking out, and I was like, it's going to work out.
And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. She's like, no. And I'm like, it will work out. It always works out.
In 5 minutes, I don't want to hear it at the time. 5 minutes later, I come out of my room. I'm like, you're right. Yeah.
She gets snippy sometimes.
I'm so snippy, dude. Like, I'm sorry. I feel bad sometimes.
I thought something happened today when I left.
Really?
Well, when I went to Best Buy. And then I came back and you were just like in a mood. I was like, what happened?
Oh, no, Chris.
Yeah. He put you in a mood?
Yeah, he put me in a mood. We're on the phone, like texting or whatever. So sorry I took it out. sorry if it came off like that. Yeah, it was not like, towards you.
Because I was trying to get your computer thing. Yeah. And you're like, fine, you can take it. I was like, okay.
Oh my God. See, I have an attitude problem. Yeah, dude, I swear.
And then we were fine. She was fine like 5 seconds later.
And then we've had the best day ever.
But ever. I was worried for a little bit.
No, dude, I'm sorry. That was not towards you at all.
But it's fine. She'd just be like that sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm not a morning person.
But she'll send me long essays of things, and then before I say something, and then she'll be like, oh, ignore that text.
We live like 10 feet apart from each other, and we text each other, hey, is the front door unlocked?
I'll be like, I'm in bed. Unlock the door. Then Travis is coming back.
Yeah, Travis lives with us.
Travis is our other roommate, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, he's looking for a girlfriend.
If he your may name or is Brittany, may not be. Yeah, Brittany, if you're out there.
Please love him.
He wants you.
Literally, he's like obsessed with you.
But we won't add him too much on the podcast.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
But we're all single mingle, so.
Yeah, we are.
Single Pringle. I don't know if we're ready to
we're
mingle.
We're single virgins.
We're not virgins.
We're back to virginity again.
Yeah, we don't have time for that topic.
This all started out with the whole birth control question I was going to ask you.
She's not asking a birth control question.
Yeah, I have a bag full of birth control for anybody.
We're not trying to get.
It's Heather. Not from Heather. It's the name is Heather. Okay? And I've never opened the boxes, and the CVS keeps giving it to me. I don't know who signed me up. I think I did.
This is so bad. I might have to cut this.
Yeah, no. But anyway, I was just going to ask if, like, that's a thing. But I think since it's medical, you're not allowed to sell your medication to other people.
Yeah, I think that's against the law.
This is a bad part.
Yeah. I was like, we got to cut this.
Cut.
Out of flag.
Whoa, this how long we've been talking?
Yeah.
Wow.
It goes fast when you're having fun.
For sure.
We'd be talking anyway, so we decided might as well just put it out there for the internet.
I just have so many goals and plans to do with you, you know, like I want to go wakeboarding. He goes to Colorado all the time, so guess what, guys? I'm gonna go to Colorado, speaking that into existence, because I'm from Russia, so I want to fucking go snowboarding. Okay, mm-hmm. I haven't been snowboarding in so long, so I'm probably gonna have to start on the bunny hill real quick.
That's okay.
And it takes like literally 5 minutes
it's
for
like
me to
riding
get the
a
hang
bike.
Of it.
Yeah, I'm going the fucking bunny hill.
I'm so excited. And that
I'll tear up. What?
No, wakeboarding scares the shit out of me, actually.
That's less scary than freaking snowboarding.
Dark water?
It's a lake.
Where? I thought you go in the ocean.
No, I go in the lake.
But there's still monsters.
No monsters.
Okay.
You're not going to see nothing.
So you just float in the water and nothing touches you?
No.
Oh, man.
It's a lake.
If it touches me.
It's not going to touch
you. Come get me out of the water.
I'm making her wakeboard. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You'll be fine. Wakeboarding's so fun. I'm teaching you how to wakeboard.
What's more
Don't
fun?
Listen to her.
Snowboarding or wakeboarding?
Oh, wakeboarding, hands down.
For real?
I fucking love wakeboarding.
Why? Because you don't get as hurt as much? Like if
yeah.
You fall?
Yeah. It's just so much more fun.
Maybe
and it's
I'll
warmer
like it more
and
too.
It's like just the vibes. Like, I like snowboarding, don't get me wrong, but you just. It's just a lot. You got the altitude. It's cold. It's like
really
just,
different. Are they really different from each other?
Yeah, they're pretty different.
Yeah. Dude, okay. Well, then I'll learn. But like, you have to. You
I'll
can't
teach
be a
you.
Teacher like I was. I was trying to teach my uncle how to snowboard. He ended up breaking his collarbone.
I'm not gonna have you break anything. I'm a great teacher because I have patience.
Yes, you actually. I can say that about you. You are a really good teacher.
Yeah,
you really are, because you're very assertive. Sometimes I think you wouldn't be assertive because, like, sometimes, like, you do come off timid.
Yeah.
Not to me, though. Yeah. I know you. But, yeah, I think you are a good teacher and you, like, do lead by example because you're goal-oriented and you get shit done. Mm-hmm. I'm a lot talk about it. You're, like, be about it. Like,
yeah.
You'll make a list and you'll accomplish stuff on the list.
Yeah.
I just love my beautiful handwriting. Like, I'll make these beautiful lists and I'll be like, shit, I didn't get shit done, but this looks good.
You're like, look at the list. Oh, I got the list.
So, yeah, I'm a procrastinator. I make hundreds of lists, but nothing gets done.
We got to work on you getting things done.
So you're like my accountability partner since I've been here, since I've moved in here.
Accountability buddy.
It's good to have accountability buddy. That's why when you do your 30-day challenges, I don't know how the fuck you do those. You're like, it's day 27. I'm like, fuck this. It's 6 a.m. Go to bed. He's like, cold shower. Oh my God, dude.
I need a new challenge.
Oh, who takes cold showers? I would never take
a
cold shower.
I actually haven't done it since my challenge.
Like,
I
it's
need
a legit
to.
Cold
like,
shower
I liked
with soap
it.
And everything, or are you just standing on
it? No, I stand in it.
For
3 minutes.
Just three minutes?
That you could do anything for 3 minutes.
There's no way. I'd get hypothermia.
No, you would not. The water here is not even cold enough. We're going to get ice baths, remember? I told you all the benefits at the house. Remember I read all the benefits and you're like, okay, maybe I'll do it. It's got so many benefits.
Ice bath.
Yeah.
Where are we going to put the ice?
I'm rather going to have one in the backyard or put it in the garage where my workout equipment is.
We did talk about this. See,
we did.
Sometimes
she
forgets things.
About things we talked about. Like, I'll tell her I'm going out of town. She'll be like, you never told me you're going out of town. Yeah. I was like, I've told you like 17 times.
He'll be walking out with a suitcase and I'll be like, where are you going?
I'll be like, she's like, oh, or it'll be like the next day. I'll be like packing. She'd be like, that's tomorrow? I thought that was like in a few weeks. And I was like, no, that was a few weeks ago. Like, I'm
going
tomorrow.
Crazy. Like, okay, well, what do I do with this? Or what do I do with this? How do I handle this?
She's like, I don't know what to do.
Freaking out.
I'm literally going out of town in like a day. But
you are?
I told you I'm going to Orlando
for a
few days.
See, here we go. What?
I told you already.
No, this
see,
is
this
example.
Is exactly what happened. She doesn't know.
Are you sure you told me?
Yes.
I thought you were making it a joke walking up the stairs. I remember you
no,
saying
no, why do you think
you're
she
like,
thinks
oh,
I'm a joke, too.
Going out of town, blah, blah, blah. And
she'll
like,
always think I'm joking with her. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm real. I'm real.
Where
I tell
are
you.
Going?
I'm real. Orlando for a few days.
For what?
My grandparents are coming into
the
town.
The beautiful grandma?
No, the other one. The one who watches Dexter.
Ooh. Oh, my God. FaceTime me. Maybe we can watch it together. What the fuck? I did not know
I'm
you were
I'm just going
leaving.
From Wednesday to Friday. I told
Does
you.
Does Travis know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
So I know.
And then guess what? He's going in May too.
Yeah, for like 3 weeks. I don't want to go, but I have to go. I don't want to go. I'm tired of going places.
What if we trade, like Parent Trap? We'll trade places.
No, I can't.
Your
can't.
Dad won't be able to
tell. Oh, sure. We look exactly alike, Alexis. She's got blonde hair. The makeup.
Oh,
I'm like,
I wouldn't know what to do. I would not know what to do.
They would know. It was you. Yeah, they would be like, where the fuck is Leo?
I'm Leo.
They'd be
yes,
like,
I am.
They weren't born yesterday.
I'd be like, no, it's I'm AI. Like, this is what AI turned
That's
Liam
not
into.
What AI would turn me into. Oh my God. No, I have to go. It's my brother's graduation and my grandma's 80th. So
oh,
I
and you
go.
Don't want to go. You want
to I don't want to go out of town.
Yeah, you do. You're just trying to make me feel better.
No, I'm saying that's a long time. And it's literally right after we're supposed to move into the house. Like, I'm literally going to, like,
Wait,
move in and, like, be gone.
In May?
Yeah.
Wait, what month are we in?
March. The house is supposed to be done April 27th. And I leave May 9th. That's only, like,
oh
10 days,
gosh.
Less than
we're
10 days
have to
after.
Hustle and bustle.
Oh, we're moving all this in one day. I hope
yeah,
you
we
know.
Are. Because just like we did Travis's.
Well, I'm going to hire people.
Ever. We'll hire everybody.
Well, your stuff's not even besides the
Nothing's
TV
going.
And stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah. If anybody needs a king size bed,
she'll probably have it
so
sold. She sells her room changes so many times every day. I'm like, what's new? I walked in today. I'm like, where's the desk at?
Anytime it gets back, and it's so true, 100% true.
Not even
say.
When I get back, it's
From
like
town?
Every day.
Yo, is it?
Like you
is
be selling bad? Things and moving things and finding things on the side of the road and like
that is so true, guys. But my room looks like I love it. It's spontaneous.
It's something.
It keeps you on your toes. You walk in, you're like you feel.
It
like
will make
different...
it easy when we move because her bed won't fit. So like the only thing is gonna be like the TV and
I'll
the TV
I'll just be buying
stand.
New pictures. Changing shit on.
And
the
her
walls.
Closet, she's got to fix her closet.
Yeah.
This isn't going either. So when we get closer, I'll sell this.
I have to purge some things.
Yeah.
But
we should be able to move quick. One day. I want it all done in one day.
We
can do it,
dude. If we did, we helped Travis with everything. Yeah, his was all in like one day. We, like, when we commit, we did good. And I'm so glad I ended up, like, obviously I would come to help. But
his stuff's going to be easy because it's already in the storage unit. How fast? We were there 10 minutes to put that stuff in the storage unit.
Yeah, and I remember taking a picture of it, and I'm like, this before. Yeah. And then, bam, 10 minutes later.
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes. So his stuff, we might move his stuff by. I might hire someone to move all this stuff, and then maybe we just rent a U-Haul and pick up his stuff and all go to the house. And then we'll move his stuff because we already moved it. So I'll move his stuff.
We'll just get up
and then the movers can move the rest of this stuff because I don't want to deal with the couch. They can deal with the couch.
Who are we? You're taking the couch.
Yeah, but I want movers to do it.
Oh, my God. That thing's so heavy.
Because when I bought it,
we
bought it from, like, this place, and then I paid extra to have them deliver. So they delivered it, and they installed it in the
house. How did that fit in through the door?
It breaks into parts.
Oh, there's sections. And you're going to empty the plates?
Oh, yeah.
Make them carry it with the plates? The back
pieces come off and stuff, too. They all came in pieces, but I didn't want to deal with it. So it hasn't moved since I bought it.
I love that couch. Like, it comes out into a bed, dude.
She just told me the other day she hates it and she wanted me to get rid of it.
I only love what it does. I only love what it does. I love how it pulls out into a bed and then the long part, you open it up and there's a huge storage thing. Just like the bed you found me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, everything's so cute. But yeah.
But she said she hated my
couch. Yeah, but I do hate the couch.
Why?
It's like a love-hate relationship because it's uncomfortable to sleep on.
Well, why are you sleeping on the couch? You have a bed.
I know, but when you're out of town, I get lonely. So I go out here and I'll fucking sit in the couch and watch TV. This before the TV was in my room.
I slept there for weeks. I don't think it's that uncomfortable. It's
just of the indents.
Oh.
So I started sleeping on this part.
Oh, really? That part's not even bad. Yeah. I slept on that. I don't sleep with it pulled out. You don't really need it pulled out unless you have another person. And plus, person I'm short,
so like.
But I think it's comfy. I've slept there many of times.
I remember when I was first moving in, you sent me a text. You said, "Yeah, I just had the couch cleaned."
Yeah.
And I remember my thought to that comment. I was like, "Oh my God, yes, he's clean. He's professional. He had cleaners clean his couch." I was that comment right there. I was like sold. Literally, I'm not kidding. I never shared this with you before. But yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, dude, he has couch cleaners. Like, I told that to a couple people at work. I was like, he got it professionally clean, like Stanley Steamer type shit.
I didn't get Stanley Steamer. I got Travis, he did work at Stanley Steamer when he first moved here.
Hey.
But I'll have him clean it when we move again. But no,
hopefully
I needed it
cleaned.
We won't
have blinds like that anywhere. I hate those things.
No, I have to buy blinds.
Not like that, right?
No. It ain't gonna be that. I'm getting blackout shades.
Just hang blankets over.
Blackout shades. No, that's so tight. My house is gonna look great.
I'm just kidding.
I just told her my parts of my vision. It's gonna look fantastic. Oh, I'm my going God, for. So good. I'm going for. My colors are like black, white, and like navy, but not quite as dark as navy. Like a blue. It's like a modern like beach house, like basically. But like not like beach threw up in your house like some houses are, but like beach accents to it. But like very modern.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while because for my vision to come alive because I'm broke, but it's going to look good.
Yep, with this podcast and all of our other original ideas, we're not going to be like, I don't even want to claim that crap. We're prosperous and rich.
Yeah.
But this will help us out.
But it's going to look good and it'll be documented as well.
I feel like we've been talking about this for like 2 years about the house because it's taken a while. But
I didn't even know
there,
you when I signed the papers.
Isn't that crazy?
Like that's you didn't know
me when you signed the papers?
No, I signed them in June. Oh you didn't move into like September.
And then you asked me not that long ago, right? Four months ago?
Sean left. I think it was in December.
Yeah, you came into my room and you asked me.
Oh, I didn't remember where I asked you. I just know.
Yeah,
because
I remember sitting there and I'm like, really? like the cat from Shrek. Like a little Shrek, lost puppy.
Puts in boots.
You love me?
You love me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll hire him.
Are you taking your patio furniture?
I want to, but I don't know where it's really going to go yet. Because it's just going to get rained on outside. This is at least cover.
Pool.
We don't have a pool. I don't think we're going to have a pool.
We might have a pool. Dude. Well, we could always sell.
I like oh, I love it. I might live in the garage for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going to park in the garage, to be honest.
I was going to say, since you're making a gym and you're like the lights that you're going to have. Oh my God, dude. Wait till you see his garage. The lights that he showed me, he's going to paint it fucking black. And yeah, there's no way you guys are going to be able to park in there because it just won't.
Well, he's going to do work in it, but it'll probably be like on one half for like interiors and stuff, but he'll probably just have to like pull the cars in and then,
because I feel like you'd be hanging out and working in there, same with him, you know what I mean?
But yeah,
like,
but I don't think there's gonna be around a car, but I don't think cool. Unless he's working on a car, I don't think there's gonna be any cars parked in there.
Oh yeah,
mine might,
yeah,
be,
but he can't work in the car inside the garage. He can't wash it in there,
the interior.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say it's
yeah.
No. Leo is getting in the house. Oh, yeah, and Travis wants a dog, you guys.
How do you feel about that? That's a topic for another day.
Well, I think we're just going to get him like a parrot or some
fish.
A hamster?
You can have a fish.
A Russian hamster. Those bitches bite.
Why would
we got one from my sister.
We're not getting a Russian hamster.
We did. My sister, my middle sister and I got it for my little sister, and we didn't tell her a bit. So he was so cute. He was like this looking up at her.
Oh, my God.
We're like, go pick him up. She went to pick him up. He fucking bit her so hard. Damn. We returned him. They said they would not take him back either. They said, hell no, we don't want him here. They did not want him back. So
probably
my mom took him and threw him in a different hamster cage as we were walking out.
Oh my
God. She chucked his ass in there and we left him.
Oh my God.
Isn't that fucked up?
That is.
Poor guy. He was probably like,
poor guy.
You know, like he's probably like,
he's probably like traumatized.
Gangs, and he's like, he wrote in the wrong
hamster gang.
Yeah, he like gets thrown in the wrong pod. Like, fuck. I'm sorry, bro.
Okay.
What in the world?
I don't know where this has gone to.
I don't know, but
it's
been
almost an hour. Yeah, we should end it.
Wow.
Wow.
This is so fun. The time went by so fast.
We've been talking forever. But, yeah, we're going to wrap it up because it is a long podcast episode. But thank you for coming to our first ever dual podcast together.
Yeah.
It's not just me, you know, I've listened to just me talk now.
My craziness.
But yeah, well, hopefully we didn't scare you away too much.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening to our podcast going through it. My name is Liam Spencer and this is Alexis. I don't know, you want to say
your Tatiana Doty. Tatiana Doty.
I don't know why she said it like that.
Such a dumbass last name. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom. Shout out to your mom. Shout out to all the moms out there. But yeah.
And I'm give Liam. God all the glory.
Yes. This is Liam Spencer and this is Alexis Doty and we are out. So thank you for listening and let us know what you want us to talk about, even though we have 50 billion topics already.
We might not need it.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.